Okay, we will open the meeting at 7 p.m. We'll proceed with reviewing and approving the minutes, reviewing and signing the order.
I'll make a motion to approve the payables and the payroll, but I can't do the minutes because I wasn't here. You guys had the meeting too quick. Somebody second?
Diana.
All right. And somebody's got to make the motion for the minutes.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'm sorry. Over here.
You guys are very quick.
Thank you.
Well, I had to make motion and second them the other day, and you work here, so.
Huh?
I had to make motions and second stuff the other day, I thought.
Because I wasn't here.
I was backing off, yeah.
There you go.
All right. That being said, we'll go into open forum. And seeing as we have the lovely Gina with us tonight, we'll turn the floor over to her.
So firstly, this is the result of a lot of research into who we who we should go with in terms of website creation and the templates and so forth. And I wound up going down a rabbit hole with website developers who specifically work with local governments, which may have been a mistake because I spent an inordinate amount of time trying to negotiate each one that, but the thought is outlandish, and you don't have the freedom to change things as you would as, something like the WordPress that I'm proposing.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've done is, just so you can get a sense of it, I've broken down the phases, and some of these phases won't take long at all. I did a timeline for you, but the timeline would be these wiggle rooms. So it's likely we could be finished sooner than that if everything goes well. If you take a look at the very back page where it says estimated budget.
That's the scary part, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
If this is a tiny fraction of what the government folks wanted for websites. I mean, some of them wanted $12,000 a year.
Oh, God, yeah.
And I tried to find grants that would cover that if you wanted to have something like Civic Plus, how's your website? But you would have to write a grant every year to cover the cost.
Yeah. And that's only if it's available.
Exactly. I do think there will be some costs that I haven't anticipated, but overall, I think this is absolutely great.
Mm-hmm.
And WordPress, in my experience, which I've used this before on other websites, they're great to work with. They're very responsive. You basically have the freedom to create as you see fit, changing photographs, uploading documents, permit submissions are easy. They're very intuitive, user friendly. There is, we were talking about uploading audio files.
Mm-hmm.
There are plugins and website packages through WordPress that enable you to go to your website, and then they also come with mobile apps. You could just open up your phone, go to meetings, click record, and you can record right from your website.
Is that like on the cloud?
It
Is that where it stores or?
Well, my impression was that it was stored somehow through links on the website.
Okay.
But it may be in the cloud. I haven't gotten
it. Where it's yet. Stored, but okay.
Right. But it seems very simple.
Oh.
And I've read the reviews. It seems like it can be a pretty efficient approach. And
that'd be great.
Yeah, so that's what I'm pursuing.
Because I was telling her that I'm having an issue with if our meetings are too long or any meetings too long, like the library or something, the file is too large. So what I've had to do, for one, it all goes to MP4, and it needs to be an MP for the current website to go onto. So first I have to convert it to that. Then I try to compress the file. And that was working. Sometimes I had to compress it twice. That was working for a while. Well, all of a sudden, when I go to compress, it comes back saying that it's the same size as what it was when it compressed. It's not compressing. So the last time I sent it to Karen, the one on the website, and said,
is that when she kept saying the file's too large, the file's too large? There was about 20 messages there that.
Well, so that was a while ago, and she was able to do it and put up. So I sent her another one the other day that was the library. And I said, I can't get it to compress again. I said, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. So please let me know what you're doing to get it compressed and on the file or on the website. Well, she came back with, she couldn't get it to compress either. And she's going to keep trying, but she didn't know. So that's not helpful to us.
No.
So we're having an issue with the files being too big and not being able to upload. So
the last meeting shouldn't have been an issue, though.
That one was fine. It was the library one.
But even so, I mean, these meetings that I've been going to at Rutland Solid Waste, I mean, we had one that started at 5:30 in the afternoon. I left Rutland a little after 10. And it was it was no breaks for, you know, it wasn't like we took an hour and went out to dinner.
Did they upload it online, though?
Oh, everything is online. It's on the big screen. Everybody's all over the state.
It shouldn't be a problem, but
I mean,
we are.
One of the lawyers on for over an hour, you know.
But was that paused because it was confidential? Was it an executive session?
It was an executive
session. Yeah, but that probably wasn't recorded.
But even the meetings, or
yeah,
last meeting had some executive session, but most of it, that was 3 hours.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's an issue. You know, we're
way longer. I mean, if we have a long meeting, it might be 2 hours.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I mean, 3 and 4 hours, you know, I mean, that's a long meeting.
Yeah.
Well, this, from what I'm reading, enables you to live stream your meetings.
Yep.
So somebody in real time could log onto our website and hear everything that's going on in real time also.
Oh.
So.
Lovely.
Yes. So anyway, I think there are a lot of very good things that we can do. Plus, I think that it can be beautiful. I think it can be representative of the town and how special it is.
Mm-hmm.
So not just user-friendly, but stellar, you know?
I think
it could be something that other towns could look at and say, wow, this is really nice. It's navigable. It's informative. What I do need to know for sure is whether you want to be able to accept tax payments on your website and whether or not you would like to be able to have your constituents submit permit applications by the website.
The tax thing would be a question for Nora.
Okay.
Because she's the town clerk and town treasurer.
The tax thing. So we've discussed this too, because if they use a debit card, we get charged, company gets charged, it's like 3%. So
we probably don't.
I had thought about this the other day, and I was going to ask Nora until she left. I forgot about it. I thought about it again. Everybody's doing Venmo or something similar to that. Do they take a piece of the pie?
If it's a business, you're supposed to have a business Venmo account, and there is a percentage. But if it's like a personal thing, no.
But
yeah, but what about?
I'm not sure. But also with the tax payments, I don't know if you can charge them the 3% if they want to pay online to cover that fee.
And that's the thing, is people come in and, oh, can I use my debit or credit card? I'm like, we don't take it. Oh, you're kidding. I'm like, no, because there's a charge for it. It's 3%, so.
Do other towns take debit and credit cards?
Some towns do.
Do they?
But
I don't know if they take debit or credit for, like, a tax bill.
Well, that's
but
what I mean.
I know
this doesn't sound
some
right.
towns take for other stuff, permit fees, building permit fees, dog days.
But maybe that has to, we aren't going to eat that. So that would have
right.
to.
I would say no right now. I would say no, only because, like, what permit are they going to put in for?
Well,
except the roads, right? For the
highway access permit, but
right,
yeah,
that's about the only
we've
thing.
Got to get some kind of a building permit in place.
How does it work for when it goes to a mortgage?
We get a big pile. I mean, I hate to see it come. It's like this big. I'm not kidding. From CoreLogic. So it goes through their escrow, and this CoreLogic is this company that gathers all that, and they send us an individual check for each.
But there's no fees on that, is there?
Not for us, no. Well, how they do that, no. I think it's part of their mortgage deal or whatever. But no, there's nothing with us because it's an actual check.
Right.
So
it's a check.
Right.
Right, it's a check.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it definitely we got to look at something because the handwriting is on the wall. Pennies are gone away. You know, money's going away. People, I mean, you stand in the store, go to Dunkin' Donuts, O'Reilly Auto Parts. We don't handle any cash. At the end of the day, we might have done $25,000 in business. It'd be a few hundred dollars in registered or maybe.
Well, and it would also get away from checks bouncing. I don't know how many checks we have bounced around here.
Yeah.
Not too many, luckily.
And guessing. Maybe like 3 a year.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So,
well, you could do it online, and then you can say add a tip.
Yeah,
it's like every place you go now, add a tip. I'm like, what was the service I'm adding a tip for?
You tip jar. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm saying.
What can I look into?
If see if other towns are doing that. Yeah.
See what they're doing. And then just report back to you.
I mean, because Don's right. That's where the world is going. Is love.
Like it or not. I mean.
Or they would have, or they could, like, put in their routing number and their bank information. So it's a debit card.
Right.
And debit cards, I don't know if you get transaction fees on.
Oh, yeah.
You everything. Do? Is it a different percentage than a credit card?
I believe there is, yeah.
Sometimes it's different.
I don't know, but I know any businesses, they don't want to take debit or credit. Because I know, like, it, just because I, like, Garden Works down in Salem was a small little thing, and I happen to know the lady there. And like she said, we jack things up because you're taking debit and credit.
But I know some companies, it's not if you do a debit, but it is if you do a credit. So it probably depends on what you're
I
with.
I believe now there's restaurants and stuff, it's you hand them any kind of plastic, no matter what it is, it's 3%
or 4%.
They
put the fee right into your bill now, and then they got.
Yeah, they deduct it out.
Then they have to deduct it out if you give them cash. But they just assume there's going to be a charge now. I'm like, okay.
So how many of your, okay, we have the town, we have the library meetings. What about the planning commission? I'm trying to think how much audio we're going to need space for. And do they stay on there for a number of years?
There was no baseline of really much of how much they need to stand there. I think a year's or a fiscal year is probably plenty.
Okay.
To have at least, so maybe when you get, like, if we have, I would keep, like, 25, the 24, 25, and then once you get to the end of the next year, get rid of the one behind. So you always have at least a year online.
Right.
For fiscal year end. So you would almost have 2 years at one point before you delete the other year. That's my recommendation.
But you have to have a record of.
We do. We file them here. Well, not the audio. The minutes you do.
Yeah. I mean, you have to have your minutes.
Right. And we still file them here.
I mean, you can go look up 1955 minutes if you want.
That you have to hold on to, but not online. We could always just delete the audios, too, and just keep the minutes on there. That would save space, too, after a year. You know what I mean? It's all what's needed.
So Do you have a way of assessing how many constituents or others are going in and reviewing audio files of meetings?
No.
Is there any way to track that?
There might be, but we don't have access to that.
Okay. Well, you will.
Okay.
So, I mean, nobody ever joins our meetings.
That's because they don't have the ID. They need the ID to join. So the only time we put that out there is when we do, like, if we had to, like you had to for when it was during COVID, you had to give them a code to sign
up. Yeah,
out.
That's...
But what Gina's saying is it can be live on the website. So if they want to watch our meeting and we did it through the web, they just have to go on the web and click on, you know,
right.
meeting or whatever, and it's live. But right now there's no, if I know we're going to have somebody that wants to come join us for a meeting through Zoom, I'd send them the code so they could do that. No.
Could you just have a code on the website then so that?
Oh, we don't mind.
Okay.
It's only if people ask. I mean, I really don't know if anybody really.
How long will the audio stay on the website?
Until we delete it.
What's that?
Until we delete it.
And how long is that?
Well, we've only been on here. It'll be 2 years, I think, once we get to this June.
So how long is that?
It'll be 2 years then.
I know, but how long before they start going off?
We have to manually take them.
I understand that. When do we decide to do that?
That's what I was telling her. We might want to always have a full fiscal year, and then build your next fiscal year so that when you have 2 years on, you'll delete that other one.
So
and
at some point, you start backing things up.
You don't, according to what VLTC says, we don't have to keep the audios. So those can be deleted like after a year or whatever. We do have to have the minutes though.
Oh yeah. They
so those are here. So you can, you know, delete whatever you want because there is no boundary on that.
So just let me interject something. There is also the potential for okay, no audio uploading, but once the minutes are uploaded, then they can be read by the website out loud. And I wonder if that would meet the requirement.
Mm-mm.
It wouldn't.
Has to be the audio. Because the minutes aren't every word. They're kind of abbreviated stuff. Has to be an audio is what the new thing is. And the town meeting has to be a video with the audio. I'm trying to find my thing. But so the library has to put the audio up. Our other committees do not.
Okay.
Unless there's like a vote thing that has to go on, then they would. But we are govern them, so they have to bring it to us to do the votes for all these other small committees.
Okay.
I'm just trying to find that thing. But they do have minutes that we put up there.
How are you feeling about the timeline?
Looks good to me.
I think it's pretty good myself.
Yeah.
Question is, do you think it's good for you?
I think I do. I built in some.
I mean, we're at your mercy, so. We're at your mercy, you know.
I think it's very doable. Now, that's not to, I mean, I think it can be up and functional easily in this time frame, but I do think that with anything new like this, we'll be tweaking and adding and adjusting as we go back and do some kind of like site surveillance.
That'd be nice to have it up and running for town meeting.
Yeah.
Or before town meeting.
Yeah, because I kind of thought that when she did this, when we had this new website done, I thought it would be much more user-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it did not turn out that way.
We all thought that.
All the reports I got from this woman, she knew what she was doing, and obviously the people that she was telling she knew what they were doing didn't know what she was doing either.
Well, I'm not an expert, but I'm doing my research, my due diligence, And I think if we all work together and you let me know if you think I'm heading off the wrong track, you know, but I think we can build something really, really good. Do you have any questions?
Not.
I mean, this includes...
So are you able to pull the audios and minutes from the current website to put onto the new one?
That's what I'm wondering. I would think so, but the way you're describing...
I mean, I have kept all the audios on the computer. Oh. So they are on the computer. I did not delete any of them. So you might have, we might have to use this,
yeah,
this computer to upload them on the new site.
Okay.
All right. I was just going to look to see on VLTC if it says.
The key thing that I'm really trying to do is make sure that you are ADA compliant. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's going to be a problem. And I've researched various essential plugins, affordable but high quality, gotten the names of those. So I think we're set.
Now I have a question, and this is due to my computer ignorance. Right now we get at least 3, 4, 5 inquiry to the web, of the website page on a daily basis. And it's usually lippy lippy, juicy juicy, or a whole bunch of other weird names looking to help us with our website page.
Oh, right.
And it started since the day that this new website, yeah, came out.
And Chinese inquiries from the website.
And once in a while you get an act, you know, a real somebody in town is asking a question, and all, how do they get a dump permit or something? But most of the time it's a BS about the website, new website. Can we build you a website?
Found some errors. Can we help you?
Will that stop once we get?
That's a good question.
I mean, I don't know where, how we get it, why we get it, how they know that we've done a new website, but I mean, it's been a couple of years since we've had this new website, so you would think it would just go away, but it doesn't. There was a couple of lippy lippies on there this morning. Well, that's the guy's name, again, our girl's name or whoever, Lippy Lippy. He's on there all the time.
Well, I will put that in my notes to see what I can do about that.
You can go on our website, right?
Yep.
Slackboard website. Yep. Well, just go on it and look, and there'll be inquiry from the web page, and it'll be lippy lippy and look. I'm telling you, I mean, you can't make this up. It's a real deal.
Get phone calls at the library from individuals wanting to redo the website, and you know, so I just think it's,
but it's a lot of them.
Yeah. Well, most of the calls I would get at the library were spam.
Right, that's what they are.
Yeah,
that's why.
And we also get 100,000 emails from fake Comcast saying that, you know, we haven't done this or that, we're going to be deleted. I mean, we get that all the time too. It's like all this.
Yeah, there may be a filter, like a spam filter, that puts it right into a junk file or something else.
Because I don't even get my own. I don't get that on my own Comcast email.
I don't get
it. But just here, we get them all the time.
I have veto, and I don't get it. Once in a while, I get spam.
Right, but not like we get here.
And usually, sometimes when it's spam, it's somebody that's never, ever done anything, and it's not really spam. It's a valid email. Mm-hmm. But it goes to spam.
Okay, well, I made a note of it, and I will see how I can hopefully...
There was some type of, what do you call it, protection block or something. But she supposedly has that now, and it still doesn't help. So.
Well, they're savvy. They find it
around. Oh, yeah. They have nothing better to do.
But also, you know, whenever you get me, you get my daughter too. So she is also, I was asking her some questions today that I had, and she was saying, well, I can do this, this, this with Sony Vegas and all these different things. So
she can do it really in trouble then.
Yes. But I think that we're on the right track, and I think that I would love to just go ahead and get started.
Oh yeah, definitely.
The thing I can't find that to have permission for is I only had talked briefly, I think Pam, you responded to me, about paying the upfront cost for the WordPress template.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a town credit card or anything. I would like to do it from my own iPad when I'm sitting there with, can I just pay for it? And then
get reimbursed.
And then just get reimbursed. But I'll make sure that
print out the invoice that shows you paid and all that. Yes. Okay. Yep.
But I will also ensure that ensuing invoices come directly to the town.
Yes.
So
yeah. As long as the annual renewal stuff and all that. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what you use for security on your computers for the town?
What is it?
What do you use for security? Like it used to be Norton. Now it's
McAfee.
Redmond or
Norton.
It seems like it's something that starts with an A.
That you could just email me what that is.
I'm not really sure. I wonder,
Nora.
Okay, I'll
ask Nora.
Is it?
Well, I actually don't know what's on here. No clue. Is there a way to tell in here? This is a town computer. Not that it works well. Web Windows security action needed. Probably doesn't have one right now. Account right here. No action required.
The library uses WebRoot, and I found it to be very affordable and very effective. So moving forward.
It says it's protected, but it doesn't tell us who. Oh.
So once in a while, it's pop up with something like you need to. You know, and it seems to me like it started with an A, but I don't swear to it, and it came up with me.
The other thing is, are you, this doesn't necessarily have to do with the website, but does the town subscribe to Grant Watch, which is a site, it's $250 a year, that just rolls
my in knowledge.
Email? Okay.
No.
Would you think about, like, do you... It would be a lot easier for somebody like me who would like to start bringing money in for the town, go to Grant Watch.
If you can make us at least $250 to cover the cost, sure. I mean, if it's worth our while and you can get us some grants. And...
Well, I have limited access today because I'm not a member personally, but there was a grant that I've never heard of. Mm-hmm. On this list that were applicable to Vermont and communities and things. So it might be worth it if we could bring in $20,000, $30,000,
$40,000
for projects.
Absolutely.
$250 a year. Then
it's nothing. Right. Mm-hmm. As long as it's getting utilized, I don't see, I wouldn't have a problem as long as somebody's, you know, using it.
Right.
And I mean, we have you on staff. Yes.
Courses, but a lot of them are either, you know, commuter parking lots, something that we don't,
right.
You know, recreational playgrounds. I mean, we don't have that.
EV charger.
Speaking of that, grants. The other day, Paul and I were at the library, you know, the library, and one of our more well, he's not really our citizen. He's a citizen of West Paulet, but he happened to come along, and I don't know, Paul and I were doing whatever we were doing. I don't know.
Lights, project?
Christmas lights, you know, or changing light bulbs inside or whatever. Anyways, He brought up the fact about storm windows, which I had thought about on occasion. When I got the grant years ago, we thought about it. We couldn't find anybody that would make them. And then we used all the grant money to insulate the building and paint the building and put in a new furnace, right, a new propane tank, and rewire and so forth. So we didn't have the money. And I kind of forgot about it. And I have to give due diligence where it should go. He brought up a good point.
Yeah, he was going to do an energy audit for us and do a presentation. I know who would tell him you speak.
I personally have a real problem, but anyways.
I
was just curious if there's some kind of a, there's money out there, and that, as he pointed out, it's not a building that's on the historical register.
Exactly.
But it is an old building, and it is in the village confines, and I know there is money. So I thought maybe you could... I'd pass the ball to you because the village center designation, one of the points of doing that was we can get, or not necessarily we, but we and homeowners can get certain perks for living within the village.
They probably have to be custom built too.
I don't believe they're going to have that size window handy, but I suppose it could happen. But actually, with the building being air-conditioned, I mean, you're not going to open the windows. So once you put them up, they're up.
Yeah, right.
Well, you make sure you wash the windows before you put them up.
Okay.
But I think that would save some money. I mean, those old single-pane windows. I mean, yeah, they've been redone and re-glass have been replaced. They've been re-caulked, but still...
Well, it looks like they need to be, some of them need to be reglazed.
Yeah. He did them. Edgar did them all once, but that was.
You see some of them in a glaze that's coming off them.
That was 20 years ago.
I'd be happy to open
them. I'll just have that on my. When you started talking about that, I said I better rattle a cage while I'm thinking of it.
You ever find a grant out there for a digital sign? Let me know, like for the woodmen. We'd like to get one eventually, but they're so expensive. Yeah. Because I know the fire departments have gotten them before where they had it paid for by a grant.
Right on the sign we got out there. Just put it up here.
No. I'm talking like the woodman sign at the end of the road. Yeah. I'd like to get a digital one.
Where?
At the woodman. Instead of that one.
This is a town of Wells, not the wooden chuck hall.
Yeah, well, you can't believe the stuff that goes on there.
There are grants on too.
Well, right. I mean, we would love
that's
to get
center,
it.
Right?
That way it can be changed like that and
well,
bonus like that.
It might be a government-type grant.
Right.
It might be something different.
But I mean, it is in the village.
It's
and
a foundation.
It's a commercial building in a village, so you might be able to...
Yeah, but those digital signs, boy, they are pricey.
Right. They're like $12,000-$15,000. Yeah. I mean, that's why we'd love one. It's just, and then give ours to the school or somebody, you know, that's mainly changeable.
That would be better than the school having 42 different sandwich boards out there.
Right. Like we had out here, right.
Let me make sure I understand.
I can build them.
A modern woodman sign.
Yes, for the woodman.
Okay, so I would have to write the grant on behalf of the modern woodman.
Right.
And are they, they're 501c3?
Not C3. I have to look it up.
Five, maybe?
It might be. We have to pay taxes.
Okay.
We're not for profit. Not a non-profit.
Okay.
Just if you happen to see something, let me know because.
Tricky, but let me see what I can find.
Even I could try to fill it out too if you find one.
And there's a thing. I don't know if you've been on the thing for village centers, but I can't remember how you get there, but you can get there and it'll tell you if there's anything available or what's available or whatever.
Is that under Vermont League of Cities and Towns?
I think so.
Okay.
Do you have a username and password for BLTC? Because you might have to have a, you might have to
yeah, we
request it or something and say what your position is or something.
We should have to have, we should have, I think we were supposed to have a username and.
Yeah, I do. I had to set one up. I had to say I was a select board, on the select board for the town of Wells. And then I was able to get one.
I don't have one, but I never had a problem getting any. I call them today over this.
Well, if you call them, certainly, but if you want to search certain things, you have to get onto their website, and they only allow certain ones in there. So
I was trying to figure this mess out, but I'd already done it.
Yeah. So I don't want to use up too much of your time, but if you have any more questions or anything, I'm happy to address them. Or anything else you wish I were doing that I'm not.
I mean, you look like you've covered most of it, or all of it. I just know, like, when we do get the new website and we put up the, what's that damn plan, the town plan, we'll have to fix some of the breaks of where it goes to, because some of it we reference stuff in the old website or our current website. So there'll have to be some work with that.
Yes, but that is until, you mean the one we're working on now?
No, the one that we went through hell and high water for that we
don't. Oh, the town plan.
Yes.
Because we have.
Not the LEM, not the other one.
That one won't be for a while.
Right, no. But yes, the news announcements calendars, that's really important and for it to be easy, because from what I can tell right now, I can only put like one thing up. At least that's all she's allowed me to. And it's a pain in the butt. One like picture thing. So like I can do a poster, but it's like one. I can't put two. But I can do like an announcement of where I type words and then I can put a photo. You know what I mean? So
right.
It just would be nice. I mean, if we wanted to have something that people, you put a couple on there and people could scroll up to see what's going on in the town. So yeah.
I think that's great.
Yeah. No, I mean, it looks very thorough, Gina. I mean, a lot of this stuff is great to me and probably to the guys, but you seem to understand it and know what it is and what, and the protection we need and all that stuff. So.
I don't also, but I do have enough experience to be dangerous. But.
Yep. We just need to make sure before we let the other person know. So we gotta make sure we have everything we need.
Exactly.
Do you have what you think the new website address would be? Because right now it's Wells VT.
I would prefer Town of Wells VT. Yeah. Not only because name has a Wells.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
yes, we've had that issue with the present website.
Well, that's where she pulled her dad from that and put it on this. Like, we're in Vermont. She had the Wells Maine Fire Department on there. I'm like, what the heck? Yeah, I'm like, common sense would tell you it's not us.
Red.
So, I was just wondering what you were thinking about. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you very much for your thoroughness.
Certainly, and I feel bad that I went down that initial rabbit hole trying to do a government, you know, get you a good site through someone who specializes in government websites, but that just was not going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Keep up the good work.
Just let us know if you have any other questions.
Cheryl likes a lot. I want to have tea with her.
Okay.
I
will.
Night, yeah.
See ya. All right. Correspondence. Yeah, this would be not enough. We don't have any other problems. That's our prices on mailing the town report. I don't know if everybody's seen that.
Oh, stamps have gone up. It's great to hear.
Sounds fair.
Yeah.
But I guess we have to If we're not going to mail it, we have to do it, change it by vote, and then we have to establish where it is going to be available. I don't know how the school board gets away with doing nothing, but apparently...
Well, they do have some printed. You just have to go to certain
places. No, I know, but it's not... They never changed.
They never voted on it.
It was always in our town report, yeah. And now, poof, they just do it.
Well, they were doing their own separate one, but how they got... How they were able not to mail anymore is beyond me.
If somebody wanted to bring it to the attention, then they probably would have to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I have.
We just got lucky. Nobody.
But I have. No, I have. I've complained at their meetings before. I'm like, a lot of these elderly are not tech savvy to go on the website, and they do want to see the report, and now they have to go out to find it, to.
Well, the first year they got it, like four of them here. First year.
No,
they
what I'm know. Saying if somebody brought it to VLTCs and like that,
yeah.
Then the ship would hit the fan.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you can definitely, I'm sure, post the PDF of the town report on our website. That can be done. So the website would definitely be where they'd have to go.
You can do that, but it has to be. I went through this with whoever, BLCT or one of them recently, and it has to be, you can't just, we're not going to mail them anymore, we're going to put them on the website. You have to have people that don't have a computer.
Oh, right, you have to have hard copies available, too.
And you have to, it has to go by vote. You can't just do it.
No, I'm just saying
plus
that.
Plus your school board.
You were just saying, I don't know where we would post it. I mean, I think that would be the only place you would put is on your website. Then you'd have hard copies here for people or a couple of post offices.
But anyways, we did look into that.
Even if we put the stack in the post office, everybody picks up their mail, they grab the
book. It has to be in three places.
The like book?
Just like everything. If you go through all the motions to get there, it's just like any other notice. It has to be available in three places.
Hmm.
Which...
Does the website count as one, even though it's not a physical thing?
Website is totally irrelevant, basically. I think you don't have to put it on a website, but you have to put it in.
So like it would be like the store, the post office in here or something like that? Right. Or the transfer station?
We have to, I haven't talked to her, but we have our new sheet to get her appointed. It's a state decision, so... I'm assuming, seeing as she's the incumbent and more than qualified to be a health officer. If I was qualified, she certainly is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get a hold of her and see if she wants to do it. I'm thinking she probably will. This is this deal that...
You just got done with.
I filled out.
Insurance renewal.
Which is all set. Read on all rates for services. Yeah, we're going to find out about that once. Now, the phone system.
Yeah, we're in contract till May.
Right. Have you seen the information or?
She did send us something.
Yeah, she's got.
Sounds like it was a little bit more expensive.
More expensive, but it has a lot of pluses.
More perks to it.
For one thing,
you're like cloud based or something.
If you call here and Sherry's talking on the phone, it doesn't just ring and ring and ring and ring and ring.
Well, see, that's not the way it's supposed to be set up. We're supposed to have a voicemail. And if you look at the invoice, it's
well, you do voicemail. As long as they're not on the phone. Like if you call at 5 o'clock in the morning, it'll ring three or four times. Hi, you reached the Wells Town Hall or Wells Town offices. To dial the clerk, plus 12. To dial this one, plus this, push this.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes to Nora or whoever comes on and says, you've reached the select board. Leave your message at the beep.
Mm-hmm.
But if she's on the phone, it just rings and rings and rings and rings. Or anybody, not necessarily. She's the only one.
But has anybody called Comcast about that? Because it might just be something that's not set up that just needs to be set up. I mean, that's the other thing.
I
mean,
I don't
know. We just have to ask the question, and I don't know if Nora ever asked them that question. I don't know. I'm just saying that might be just something that they need to flick the switch and have it set up like that to transfer to.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who to talk to, how you get a hold of somebody at Comcast or anything else, or who you did. There's some guy, Raphael.
Yeah, I know, and he didn't respond to when I had other questions. Well, I could try calling him.
Two or three times. I've seen his name.
Yeah, but that was just like a close the ticket thing. So I can try to get a hold of him and see if about that, that we wanted to bounce to another phone if somebody else was on the line on the same number. So I can see if I get a chance to do that. Unfortunately, it's like a 2-hour process every time you try calling them. So.
Yeah.
But I'll see what I can do.
Anyway, the system, the way it's working right now is wonderful.
Okay.
That's all I got for correspondence, basically. As far as I know, there has been, I'll go to a little business. There's been some concerns over the sheriff. We didn't get a bill yet this month. Or last month. But in talking to the sheriff, this bill here, there was two complaints that are in there. One was a fish and game complaint that turned out to be a drug complaint. And the sheriffs were called in to investigate it. And I don't know what happened as far as arrests or no arrests or whatever. And then there was another one that was a domestic on the East Wells Road that the sheriffs got involved in that. They were called and we paid when they're called for a complaint. That's why that bill is so high.
I see that for a second, Tisa.
And this bill is so high. And the hours, I can't figure them out, really. The two heavier hour times are when they were investigating the two complaints.
Well, it's like there's 3 5-hour ones.
But I don't know why the other ones are up and down. They should be.
It's probably based on staff.
Oh.
Well, why do we have the same dates twice, too? Like this one, it's 3 hours in the same day. Then there's a 2.5 hours. Did they come back twice in the same day?
I don't know.
I mean, I can understand this was probably the domestic one. I can understand coming back for that.
Yeah, I don't quite understand why it says.
Well, maybe that is the second
one. If you look at the date of that bill and you look at the date of the paid, I can't quite figure that out either.
You know, it might be the ones that have the 2 days. Those might be the 2 days that they had to come back. But then, like you said, why some days 5 hours, some days 4 hours or weeks or whatever it is?
I know during the summer, and I don't know the exact dates, but they're here more hours a week than they are now. But I don't remember. I thought it was June, July, and August, but it might be July, August, and September. I don't know. I'd have to look at the contract.
I think that's what it was June, July, August. But regardless, they can't go over our contract is that we signed, because we only signed for so much money, if I remember right. So, but we don't want them all used up in 2 months either.
Yeah, that big credit. But that's what I'm wondering, if they're trying to use that up.
Well, my understanding is from, because I was talking to a sheriff at one of the games over in Pulteney, and he said they're, for once, fully staffed for our area. So now they're able to fill their contracts that they have, because they haven't been able to because of lack of staff. So we should be getting probably more invoices because they're going to be spending more time.
Well, it just took on Brandon too. That was in the paper. I was talking to
Doc. Really?
But they took on 12 hours a week in Brandon.
Well, they Definitely gonna have the staff to do that too. So
yeah, I don't understand that. Brandon has a police department, but
oh really?
Have had for ever, a long time. Anyways, so yeah, and Tom has been working a little bit. Actually, he stopped the phone guy.
Really?
Yes.
He was on his way here at a meeting, blew the stop sign, and he nailed him.
He just gave him a warning.
Jesus.
Anyways, the slide, I don't know if you've seen the pictures. The pictures are up. Jason was there yesterday and took pictures. Everything is looking good. They're a little bit behind, but not bad. The engine, I talked to the guy that's run the job, and I talked to the surveyor from Markowski's. He was checking to make sure that the everything is where it's supposed to be and everything is spot on. So, but they were hoping for Thanksgiving, but they're thinking it's going to be the first week in December. They'll be redoing the road. And to the best of my knowledge, I haven't had any complaints, haven't had any issues. The stop sign did go berserk here the other night. It was blinking red in both directions.
Oh, really?
Or stoplight, I should say, yeah.
Did they lose power or something, maybe?
Well, it's solar powered, and then it has auxiliary generator backup. And I think we had so many days, a whole week or two of no sun. And the guy that's runs the excavator, he came in the morning, it was blinking red. Then he got looking at the other one. He went down to the other one, and the other one was blinking red. So,
well, I'm sure in this town people go, oh, screw it.
Exactly. That means look, stop, and then look at it.
Go slow in case you come across another car.
Well, the system is a moot point. You can't do nothing until May.
Once we are done with that project, though, the lights are down and everything, let me know because I'll take it off the website put a post out there that it's all complete.
Yes, I will. The town report cover. I guess we probably ought to make a decision on that before Laurel gets ugly.
Yeah. Did you guys come up with anything else?
I haven't. Other than the stoplight, I thought that was kind of cool. But
the what?
Probably not. The fact that we have a stoplight in town now.
Oh.
But it really probably isn't fitting.
How about the stop signs for the reflections?
Like the stoplight. Gets bad. We're big metropolis now.
I haven't seen that. There's a picture or something?
No, just that we have a stoplight. Wow. I mean,
we have a real stoplight. You know, do them. I don't know what your thoughts are. What was the other thing? What's the name of the painting, right?
There was a couple Peter Huntoon's photos. One was at the tractor pulls and at the carnival, and the other one was at the dam.
Didn't you mention all the thing we've done the dam before? Did she mention this?
I would guess.
We probably have.
Yeah, right. Seems like there was a picture of the dam with a heron on it or something like that.
Didn't you mention something about
remember a
monument in the city?
That strikes a chord just to the heron part with what? Yeah, you might be right. Yeah.
I think Paul mentioned something about the monument that used to be in the center of town.
Yeah, I don't know if there's even a picture of it anymore. It might be different.
Yeah, I was going to ask Joe and I saw him. So, first time I've seen him in 2 weeks was today, and I forgot about it.
Brenda had a picture of
him. I'm going to see him tomorrow night.
Okay, yeah, I asked him.
Brenda also had one of the old mill that we looked at one here, too. You remember that?
The mill down here?
I don't know. It was a mill. So
yeah.
That was kind of a cool
the one on Mill Pond there.
Yes. I remember she had some photo, too, we looked at as a possibility.
I don't know if we've ever done that. I don't know that we have. I never had to see it.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I guess as far as I'm concerned, I would be against the. I'd like to see it, but the Huntoon picture of the horse poles or the tractor poles at the Yeah. Woodman, that, I mean,
that.
Woodman's.
Yeah. No, there it is. Boy, that was quick.
You ask, and I shall develop. There's two plus the other page. That's a, oh, that was the rest of the squad thing. I know there's two things stuck. And I, who did they say was in that photo, Paul? Do you remember? I can't remember.
That photo?
Yeah. On the tractor. Annie said who it
yeah,
was.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
No, it was somebody, though.
Oh, we got it. Only thing is, we got to change that.
What is it?
The fire truck. It should be red. Get a crayon out.
No,
fix it.
Well, that's the actual truck, though.
No, that's the cat.
Oh, that's the
oh, okay.
Ducat's log truck.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Who that is.
Let me ask Annie. She would know because she told me.
Gibby Mac, maybe?
Yes, I think that's who it was.
Gibby?
I think so, yeah. Let me ask her, but I think that's
who it was. Yeah, I would not be opposed to that at all. I mean, it's, you know, it's Wells. It's,
well, right. And it's a different, I don't think we've ever had the tractor pulls in there.
I mean, plus, I don't think we give the Woodman enough real credit for what they do for us and organizations in town and out of town and in the surrounding area. I mean, you guys puke up a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I'm 99% sure we haven't done tractor pulls. Oh.
Well, that's why I was thinking that, because it's, I've never seen one before.
All right.
We would just have to make sure we can get permission. I can ask Nora if she could reach out and make sure we can get permission.
Actually, I think ask Laurel.
Laurel, if she can.
Last year, she had pictures of something.
We used one of his pictures.
We used one, and yeah, she had to go to him, and it wasn't an issue.
Okay, I'll reach out to her though and let her know about that.
Maybe the one.
Yes, it's Gibby Mac.
The one before this one, I think.
Yes.
Ask Laurel.
That is giving that.
That would be your quickest.
Okay.
Your I'll quickest reach out to get an answer.
We'll do.
All right.
So we got
in
that.
In that case, I think we should make a motion to that effect.
I'm going to make a motion. We use the tractor pull for the cover of the town report.
Second.
Unanimous. Health officer, we're done with it. I don't know if either Paul has. I don't know if you have been. This cemetery thing.
Should we? Okay, no. I was just going to say, we have other town report stuff to go over. You want that after this?
No, we might as well do it right now. Then we'll go to the cemetery.
I asked Nora about the dedication. I guess she's working on it with Cherry.
Yeah, there's...
Cherry has a bunch of stuff.
She sent stuff here.
Oh, I didn't see
which that. I don't know why it's here. That should go to.
Yeah, I don't know why we did that.
Well, I think because Nora has, I think they want to kind of come up with how to write it.
Oh, I missed
that. Just have things like all written down.
Yeah.
Which we've done, but it isn't like a, just a smooth.
Yeah, you want me to try to do something with it?
I think Laura probably ought to do it. She's really great.
If she wants to do it, go for it.
No, but I mean, it would just. I mean, she's doing the whole thing anyway, so, I mean, if you want.
She has it in the past, but if she wants to, that's fine. Well, she hasn't done that before. Maybe she did in the past. I don't know.
Might have to consolidate that a little bit.
Yeah.
And I guess we haven't got our hands on a picture yet. I was going to see if I have any that I had taken when my kids were little down there with the hot dog stand. I don't know.
You think of it, ask Joe. He's got a picture of Sherry Halloween or some kind of a picture.
Oh, yeah.
Halloween hot dogs.
I can talk to Laurel if she does them, and I can see what I can do. And then the other thing is setting a date to go over the budget. We kind of got to get going on that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you don't want it to be that select board meeting, Or if you just want to make that meeting, we just approve the minutes and stuff and just do the budget on a regular meeting.
What we've done in the past few years, or past quite a few years, is to have a
separate meeting
budget
yep.
Work session,
mm-hmm.
workshop, budget workshop, and then once we get squared away, presented at a regular meeting. It's kind of pointless to, you know, do it at a regular meeting when you got to get up and down and go look at the
Well, I've got a preliminary already done from what Dave sent in and what Nora's done on hers and that stuff. So we have a starting point at least.
Right.
And then we need to go through and talk about it.
Yeah.
It's just a start so we can see last year's data. You know, it's got all the
good idea.
Past activities so we know.
When is nobody free here? When is free here?
I mean,
next week is. I don't think we need to do it next week. That's it's Thanksgiving, so that's a screwed up week.
Then you're looking at a couple more weeks because the following week we have a meeting, so that would be that following week.
I
would like, if we can, to try to get this tied up by the end of December for Laurel, because I know it takes her time, especially, you know.
When does she have time? Mid-January?
That's pushing it. That's pushing it for her.
Yeah,
I had even told her I was hoping, like, the end of December to have it to her, and they were screeching at that. So that's why I'd like to try to, because we might have to have a couple sessions. I don't know. And it might not. I mean, I'm free other days. It doesn't have to be a Tuesday. It's just, I know you work the end of the week and we don't really want a Monday and Tuesday back to back probably, so.
The only thing that I know as far as meetings go is the first Wednesday in December, I have a garbage meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever we have for select board meetings.
And the third one.
I could probably do it Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. I don't give it Wednesday. Monday or Tuesday this coming week.
I don't think I have anything Monday or Tuesday either.
I don't think I got anything going on.
There's no Doyle meeting. There's no.
They just have theirs. Yeah.
I don't know if you want to pick whatever works the best.
I can text you guys later and just let you know if I'm free both days. If you guys want to check your calendars just to make sure. And
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is fine with me.
I want to do Wednesday. I'm busy. I know that. We got a hockey game to go to. So I would say Monday or Tuesday. I prefer Tuesday. Let's plan Tuesday, and if I have an issue, I'll message you guys. Does that work?
Yeah, text us that Tuesday's good or it isn't good.
Yeah, I'll look
turns out
when I get home because I don't
have Monday's good or whatever day you want to know.
And I could probably
get
here for like 5:30 or something, so it's not late, not starting at 7, you know, if that works for you guys.
As far as I know, I don't have anything. I got something at the end of the week. But I don't have anything early in the week. Although I'm working, but I'm out here at 5 or a little after.
All right. Well, I'll just message you to confirm if Tuesday works. And
all right.
We'll go from there. And I'll get the insurance stuff together and that, because I have those numbers. And I just got to find that number for the town appraisal again, what the quote kind of was, so we can look at that to see to make sure we're doing so much every year, so we'll be ready by then. So okay. Yeah,
we set a time.
I'm thinking I could do like 5:30. I can be home by then if we wanted
to do 5:30.
I'll double check though, and I'll let you know, but that way we're not here all night either and we're not sleeping yet.
All righty. The only other thing I have, Cemetery. I had a woman call me about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Well, she called Nora. Nora referred the call to me. She's a, her name is Jenkins. Her father's name was Jenks. Jenks and Judy were an item around the area years ago.
Okay.
Anyways, he died in 1994 and he's buried at the cemetery. So she has recently purchased a gravestone for her father. Mm-hmm. She said she was kidnapped and wasn't around when this happened, when he died and so forth. Be it as it may, and there's a sister involved who I guess has also passed away, and there's another couple family members. So I said, well, I don't really know. So I put a call into Nora, had looked in the whatever record she has, and there's nothing there. And
there's not. It's a clipboard with drawings on it. And so, it gets the fire in the house of the person that has it, and it's gone.
People come in here and they'll ask, and we have nothing to do with the cemetery.
Yeah. And we brought this up when we started.
Yeah, I mentioned to him that due to his fame and setting houses on fire, he should get the records down here.
Mm-hmm.
But long story short, so I said, well, and she had been trying to get a hold of Charlie King, who was the funeral director, but had no success. So I said, well, I will take care of that. I see him at least 4 or 5 days a week. So I asked Charlie. He looked it up. He doesn't get involved with lots and that stuff. It's just not his. He doesn't have anything to do with that. Mm-hmm. Cemetery. All the cemeteries he deal with do their own deal.
Yep.
And he believes he knows about where he's buried. It's in the back corner near where my parents are buried. He believes it's a 2-grave lot and there is somebody in one half of it. Some relative, but we have no way to prove it. I called Charlie Holcomb 2 weeks ago, called him 2 or 3 times since, left messages. Apparently he's too busy to respond.
Have you tried Eric? Because he's
no, you don't get anybody. You get an answer.
Have you tried Eric though?
No, I don't.
Because Eric's the one that has the map and it's the one that kind of is in charge of all that now.
I had somebody come in and ask, and they had talked to Eric, and then they'd been trying to get a hold of him, and he hadn't returned.
Eric?
Mm-hmm. Eric, too.
Apparently, they have problems with their fingers, can't dial a phone. I don't
know. I gave them.
Anyways, at this point in time, I've got a lot of hours in this thing. Mm-hmm. Finally, the woman got very ugly, started talking about law enforcement. Lawyers, because there are laws in Vermont governing remains of the dead and as to where they have to be documented as to where they are and so forth and so on. And I said, lady, I said, don't. I said, I'm trying to help you. And then she flew off the handle and I said, no. Goodbye. So.
Do you have her number and stuff?
Right off the top.
No, but if you want to get to me, I'll try to see if I can get Eric to call her back. Because usually he responds to me because he knows we know each other.
I think we need to sit down with his cemetery association.
Or we can do that. That's fine.
A, they don't have their records. The records aren't here. B, we got a lot of time and effort. I have time and effort in that cemetery across the road. They still have done no surveying, no maps, no nothing. I think it's time they either move along. And
that was what Eric said last time. You're supposed to reach out to William or whoever it is, and if not, find somebody else.
I've talked to William a couple of times when I've seen him.
Yeah.
But I don't have a horse in the race necessarily.
No, is it or is it Will?
Tim.
Tim is the one that did it, does it?
So, I mean, I think it's time. I mean, you just can't keep burying people and not knowing where they are.
Well, and that's what I told Eric. He needs to have a computer system of some sort that has it mapped out, that cemetery, who's buried where and all that.
I mean, the other thing is the records need to be here, not at Charlie's house.
Right. Or Eric's house.
Wherever the hell they are. I don't know. But I think we need to, I don't know if you.
Well, I when I first got on this board, had found all this out as well. And I had expressed this because I was working with my parents to get a plot. And when I saw how it was done, I'm like, are you kidding me? This is all on paper. And there's nothing like a graph design or nothing of the cemetery. And their estimations on some things. It's like, this is horrible. And if he gets lost or he catches a fire, it's gone.
This Jenkins woman did call Charlie. And this is what he told her. This is what she told me he told her. Take a metal rod and poke around in the lot where you think it is. And if you hit something hard, it's probably his vault.
What?
It's all gravel over there.
She probably wanted to reach through the phone and grab him by the throat.
I mean, he should have those records of where this person's buried.
Absolutely.
I mean, we pay that. Actually, I mean, everybody pays them for their plot. They should have a record. And the other thing is we pay money for these lots. Nothing's getting done for upkeep in that lot, in that cemetery. Nothing except mowing the lot.
Well, Don's mowing the back 40. You shouldn't have to do that.
No.
I mean, it's very nice of it that you do it.
Yeah, but you
should. If you have the thing down, it's going to be trees again. If you don't mow it, how long does that take? You know how long it takes.
I get it.
I know. That's ridiculous. So
that $5,000 a year that everybody voted in, what's that going for?
I don't know. But I'm like, and they're supposed to facing some of these stones that are so old. Well, where's the looking art, making our cemetery look nice? There's nothing there.
They don't even trim a branch.
No.
It was Charlie King I'm referring to. I'm not referring to Charlie Old. Charlie King did go over there, and he dubbed around where he thought it is. But it was 1994 when he buried him, so he buried a few people since 1994.
Right, so to remember.
But he did put a stake in the ground where he believes that was the plot. He, however, it was a welfare funeral and he didn't get paid. So, I mean, he didn't really expect him to do a lot. He didn't get paid for the box, the vault, or anything. So,
but he does know that the person was buried.
He knows the person was buried.
So they well, he doesn't know. Well, some of those things, you know,
no, might not have been buried either. He conducted the funeral, but he just can't remember off the top of his head exactly.
I'm just saying, some people have funerals, but they never get buried. So as long as he knows, he remembers the person was actually buried.
He's relatively certain that the man was buried.
Okay.
It wasn't a
you take the vault.
Burn session. It was a burial.
There's a casket, not an urn.
Casket in the box.
So we really don't know if Eric's got a record of it. No.
I don't believe there's any record since whatever the sheet is about here in the vault, whatever that year that is.
Can you?
I believe that was when his father ran the cemetery before he did.
What was what's the name again?
Jenkins.
Alfred
Jenkins.
Alfred Jenkins. Okay. And if you could get me the phone number for the daughter, do you know what the daughter's name was?
Her name's Jenkins too, but I don't remember her first name, and I don't even think I got the phone number.
Well, that's a lot of help.
Well, I mean, what am I going to do? I told her, you know, I mean, it's, you know, explain it all sometime.
Well, I.
Actually, Charlie King might have a phone.
I don't know how we get their own association. Right.
I think we need to get either, but it's a town-owned cemetery.
Right.
We pay to mow the grass and everything else that gets done there. I think we need to get Charlie down here, and he needs to be held accountable and get off the pot.
So let's invite them to our, you want me to ask Eric if they could come to the next meeting?
No, I want you to tell them.
Okay.
There's a difference.
All right, I'll tell. Well,
I'm feeling unless we sue them, I don't know if we can do a lot better. Because they're a separate entity.
I know, they're a separate entity, but, you know, we're putting money, we're putting money, time, and effort.
We would probably have to actually sue them in order to get what we want.
I mean, I just can't imagine he isn't willing to go along with running things in a proper manner.
I get it.
You know, I mean...
He agreed that we do when I talked to him about it, but nothing.
This woman was dead serious, and she was dead to rights that, you know, you have to, you just can't throw somebody in a hole.
Oh, yeah.
Did Charlie King call her after he went around or no? Is that why
he had talked? I don't know if it was him or Mary. Somebody had talked to her.
Has talked to her too, so he might have the number. Okay. All right.
I might have it. I'll have to look.
I'll see if I can get a hold of Eric and talk to him and tell them to come to the next meeting, please. As long as he doesn't have a school board.
But not just, you know. I mean, they're going to bury somebody that's...
Yeah. So there's an ERC.
Checkbook, and this whole thing is going to blow up in somebody's face.
I can tell you that Eric's not going to be able to come to the next meeting because he has a GRCSU board and he's the chair of that.
He what?
He's the chair of the GRCSU board meeting.
Yeah.
And they've got a meeting on December 2nd. From 6 to, it says 6 to 7, but so I don't think he's going to be able to make it.
Uh-huh.
But,
how much money does he make off the GSR school board?
Not much.
He makes digging graves at 42 different cemeteries around here.
But he's the chair, so he has to run.
I'm sorry.
I'm just telling you. I will talk to him though.
I'm chair of the select board, but I had to go change a light bulb at the library.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying he has other meetings probably that he can't get to.
I can see how well that's run too. The 8 friggin' cars they got riding roads.
All right. I will see what I can do.
I would just tell him.
Yep.
He needs to get the records down here. And then they need to figure out how they're going to do them, get all the Granville or somebody, one of the cemetery directors in Granville and show them how to do a map. He doesn't know.
Well, there's a program. There's programs out there that they have to purchase and then do it. And I said, and knowing that, especially with the new lot back there, we should be setting them up in squares or rectangles or whatever. They shouldn't be all over the place, you know?
By this point in time, we should know whose land is what. We don't know that.
No.
The road should be laid out that they're going to put in there at some point in time. And the lot should be laid out.
Well, that's the other thing. They only have a meeting like twice a year. Well, no, you need to have it more.
They haven't had a meeting in over a year.
Yeah. Okay. I will talk to him. And let's see what we can come up with. Okay. I will see what I can do. And let you know.
Anyways, that's all I have at this point in time. And any other legal items to come up for us? We'll speak now.
I haven't heard anything from the slate gorge
appraisal.
Other than I asked the lawyer for the other party. It's also a lawyer for the Rutland Regional Solid Waste District, so I see him every week or every month, whenever they have a meeting. And him and I have kind of got a running joke going about the whole deal. And he has heard nothing from his client on what's going on.
Okay.
He asked me if I'd heard anything. I said, no. Instead of you? He said no. So
okay.
I'm guessing we're gonna end up Supreme Court.
All right.
Anyways, if that's it, I would entertain a motion.
Is the motion only adjourned?
Second.
Unanimous.